Becerra advances in California governor's race, Hilton close behind. Sacramento, California, voters have nominated Democrat Xavier Becerra to run against a yet-to-be-announced Republican candidate in California's November gubernatorial election. Becerra, former Health and Human Services Secretary, State Attorney General, U.S. Representative, and State Assemblyman, earned slightly less than 27% of the vote, as of June 5, after running a campaign promising to resist the federal government and guarantee healthcare as a human right. More than ever, California needs our voices and our values. To the people and the voters of California, this is your state, Becerra posted on X June 5. We will not be bought. We will not be bullied. And we are never backing down. Conservative commentator Steve Hilton, a Republican endorsed by President Donald Trump, has so far received 26.4% of the vote, narrowly following Becerra. Hilton's campaign platform included tax reform, including no state taxes on Californians' first $100,000 in income, reducing regulations, and simplifying housing construction and development projects. The two candidates likely received enough votes to advance to the general election, besting 59 other individuals who vied to replace term-limited Governor Gavin Newsom in the state's jungle primary system, which narrows the field to the top two vote-getters, regardless of party affiliation. Billionaire climate activist Tom Steyer, a Democrat, is currently third, trailing the top two by hundreds of thousands of votes. He campaigned on progressive reforms related to environmental and green energy policies. The other prominent Republican candidate, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, received about 11% of the vote. Becerra's star rose after Representative Eric Swalwell withdrew his name following allegations of sexual misconduct. Though he suspended his campaign on April 26, more than 20,000 voters selected Swalwell on their ballot. Polls consistently showed Becerra leading the race before the primary, but Hilton pulled in more support than surveys suggested. Elections officials are still counting ballots, a process the Secretary of State's website said, typically take weeks, with a deadline of slightly longer than 1 month from Election Day to certify the results. More than 3.5 million ballots remain uncounted as of June 5, with many sent in by mail. Every registered voter in California received a mail-in ballot, with the option to vote in person. Officials confirm registration status by comparing and verifying signatures while also checking whether the individual has cast a ballot elsewhere. Meanwhile, federal officials, including U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley, are investigating allegations of election fraud in Los Angeles and other locations across the state.